The next question's about Splashback, the Leith Water World at the bottom of Leith Water. Johnny, do you want me to read them out, or do you want to speak to them?
On 22nd December last year, all parties, bar the Greens, voted to close Leith Water World rather than delay to allow the council to consider all options, which is what we were asking for. On the 3rd of February, the result changed, and all parties, bar the Tories, agreed to delay the sale to allow the community to consider all alternative options. Since then, we have had no concrete offers of support from the current SNP or Lib Dem administration. We're serious about the community bid, are you? Does your party support the reopening of Leith Water World? And if so, what support are you offering? Concrete offers only, please.
Start with you, Rob.
Yeah, thank you, Johnny. I wonder why you didn't ask me that last Thursday when we met after the Leith Walk meeting. Yes, all parties bar the Tories did support the option of letting the community, the campaign group, look at a community buyout at the February meeting. I believe you've had meetings with Edinburgh Leisure, and it's them who ran the service before, and it's them that's got the case, you know, the running costs and all those details. I would just say to you know, why have you not made any approach to people like myself? Now, going back to the 22nd of December last year, I contacted you either just before that meeting or just after it and said, you know, if you want any more information, if I can help, you know, even though I had voted a different way, a way you didn't like, but that dialogue hasn't really been there. You know, I've had, and this is the honest truth, I've had one person at my surgery about it. I've had a lot of emails, but I've had one person at my surgery, and I think, you know, I'm willing to help where I can. So, I mean, that's all I can say now, because I only heard late yesterday that you would probably be asking the question you've just asked. But as I say, I met you last week, and you didn't ask me then, you know, we need some help with this. You know, but the motion that was passed, the amendment that was passed in February, really, you know, just put off the sale of the facility for 6 months to allow you to explore the community options to take over the facility. Okay.
Gordon.
Yeah, thanks, Johnny. Again, we've corresponded on this several times. I actually believe that the intention of Splashback and or Springboard, which was foisted upon Chaz to my right here, are serious in their intention, and therefore, I mean, again, especially in terms of our manifesto with regards to being a cooperative council, is actually looking at how we can aid you. I mean, I think we should be looking at economic development officers actually aiding the business case for you to enable you to prepare, because you've been given that window by full council, by four out of the five parties on the council on February, and I think that we should be exploring these options. I think we should be looking at you know, supporting the business case, and if that business case indicates that it will actually need some sort of form of subsidy from the council, then I think again that should be looked at quite seriously, and again I think that's something that a new administration would look at favourable. I think that we would, in the terms of our manifesto, in terms of the cooperative council idea, look at that seriously. I think that there might be a need to look at a mini budget, you know, for the new administration coming in, if they want to change some of the decisions that have been taken by the previous administration. And I think that's the window opportunity is there for the campaign. And I think that, you know, I think that what you could do could actually be quite interesting and could actually be the prototype for something else that would resonate throughout the city. Because I think that once that model is seen to be in action and live, I think that it could be replicated in other areas and on other issues and could address some of the issues that we face as a city.
Thank you. Adam?
I actually agree with that. And I think it's an opportunity more than anything else that you guys have and that Leith has to run it as a sustainable social enterprise, not run as a box-ticking exercise because the council's mandated to provide the service, but run for the community, by the community, in a sustainable, good way. And Gordon's right, if it's a model which can be fixed, it can be rolled out to a range of services across the entire city, across the entire country. Mm-hmm. As I said in my opening, I work for a social investment charity just now. I think I did email a campaign a while ago just offering my help and what limited expertise I have in terms of getting yous moving, because I've basically seen social enterprises going through their cases from start to finish. You will need finance, you'll need development, you'll need backers, you'll need volunteers, you'll need supporters, you'll need an incredible amount of support, but that support is there to be tapped into. The local business community in Leith, I'm sure, would help. Other people will help. I've certainly offered my help, although I maybe slightly missed. No one got back to me, but I don't know if it ended up in your junk mail or something of the campaign. But I'm certainly willing to offer my help. I know a lot of other people who will. I can certainly put you in touch with people in terms of getting finance. I think it's an opportunity. I don't think it's a negative thing that the council are shunning it. I think the 6 months that we as Leith have been given to put forward a community asset bid is very positive, and I think we should use it as an opportunity to turn that facility into something really spectacular.
Thank you. Nicola.
Obviously, you know, great that a facility like Leith Waterworld closed, but the fact is that it was losing money and, you know, it was highly subsidised. So closing it was kind of the only option for the council. Of course, being conservative, we support, you know, my community facilities, and hopefully that, you know, of the candidates on the panel will help these directed to ideas that might finance but personally, I have no doubts, it's quite localised, you've got two pools quite nearby, so there'll be a lot of competition. So, I mean, good luck to you, but I have no doubts.
Okay, thank you. Marjorie?
Yes, the council did, as Johnny said, in December, with the exception of the Greens, agree to the council decision, which already been taken, regarding the business plan and all that involved Leith Waterworld. And we were asked by the splashback team in February, if it was February or January, February, if we would allow a 6 month moratorium, if you like, on the sale, to allow the splashback people to look at the possibility of taking it over a social network. And that was agreed. I specifically remember the leader of the Labour Party posing a direct question to Johnny there, saying, did he realise that that's what was being granted, a 6 month moratorium, so that you could have a chance to have a buyout. That was an offer, and that's what is an offer. And there is a precedence for this, not necessarily a buyout, but Edinburgh Leisure has had facilities in the past that they've had to close for economic reasons, like the Crags up near the Commonwealth Pool, which only, I think, last month has been taken over by the Scottish Basketball Association, they've taken on the whole running of that building. They've taken on everything to do with it. The other one is the Queen's Ferry Recreation Building, which has been taken over by Queen's Ferry Rugby Club as an entity. So these have been taken off the hands of Edinburgh Leisure and I think will be successful. Now, I do wish you luck with your enterprise, but running a swimming pool of that magnitude is a big jump from running a rugby club or whatever, with all the legal implications, the safety implications and all that goes with it. But, you know, I think you've been given 6 months to have come up with it, and as I said, I wish you luck. There are commercial legalities. It is a building that's on the open market, and the council cannot be seen to be leading, to be helping one bidder against another, because I think we could be taken to court. As a matter of fact, I was speaking to the council leader this very day on that subject, and you know, we've got to be very careful. I'm sure you can find out. I'm sure you've got clever enough people on your board or whatever your running business to know exactly where grants can come from. But the council cannot be seen to be favouring one bidder above another. And unfortunately, you're in this situation. But you've been granted 6 months, and I think if you can make a go of it, then good, well done. It's as I said at the time, a very big ask, because if Edinburgh Leisure can't make a go of it, and they're one of the best in the business, then it's a big ask.
Thank you. Chaz.
Thanks, Jim. Johnny, you asked two straight questions. Do we support reopening, and what concrete support can we offer? Yes, I support reopening. What concrete support can we offer? There are two things I think the council should offer. One is it should offer to sell the asset at a peppercorn rent, and contrary to what Marjorie says, it can do that under existing legislation if the bidder demonstrates community support and community benefit, and I strongly believe the council should be doing that. Secondly, there needs to be an ongoing revenue coming from either the council or Edinburgh Leisure. Edinburgh Leisure's budget was increased this year by nearly £900,000. The cost of running Leith Waterworld was £300,000 under the previous administration. That could, under a community bid, be brought down to £150,000. That can be done, and that can be found, and it should be found. So, I've taken 51 seconds to give a straight answer to your straight question. I'm going to give the rest of my time over to the remaining candidates to ask if they can answer Johnny's straight question with a straight yes or no answer. Do you support the reopening of Leith Waterworld? Gordon.
Yeah, I do.
You've taken over the chair,
have
you?
Okay, that was a yes. Adam,
I support
straight,
them in my
straight yes or no?
Well, yeah, providing it's a sustainable
good.
Social enterprise.
That's a yes. Rob, do we have a yes from you?
I'd want to see a sustainable business case before I say yes to anything.
So that's a no.
You're a politician, you're not going to get a straight answer, are you?
So that's a no. Okay,
well,
Marjorie, how about you?
£1 million pound subsidy per year. When it was open full time, Chaz. That's a significant. It was $1 million a year.
Chaz,
it was a million a year subsidy when it was open full time. It's a significant sum of money. So I'm not going to write a blank cheque by saying yes, I want to see it open.
Can we get a straight answer from Nicola or Margaret perhaps?
I don't think it will be open.
That's a no.
Marjorie?
I, on this occasion, agree with Rob.
Okay, so there you go. Three yeses and three noes.
Okay. Johnny?
Well, mine was yes conditional, and theirs was conditional to get a yes. Right. So
Johnny, you're now two.
There is a recurring theme here, which is the good luck to you theme, which is the, you know, yeah, we want to see it happen, but we expect you to do it. Now, you know, if we're not getting back to emails, if I'm, you know, not asking for help, Rob, I work full time. I'm not paid to do this. You guys are paid to do this. You pay Edinburgh Leisure £9 million. Rob, your councillor, you get paid to do this. You pay Edinburgh Leisure £9 million a year to run leisure facilities in this city. I don't see why it's incumbent on us. Yes, we are part of this community. I look forward to a response, Marjorie. Yes, we're part of a community. We can't go to funders and say, we want to take over Leith Waterworld. We don't have a buy-in from the council. And what we need from the council is a buy-in, is a concrete offer. And that means whether you can have a facility, or that means the ongoing revenue costs we go to the lottery and say we're interested in this and doing a business case, they're going to say no, because there's no buy-in from the council. That's why we're asking. Rob, in terms of, I didn't ask you this last week, I think you could have said, Johnny, how's the campaign going? How are you getting on with it? Lib Dems could have got in touch with us, said, how are you getting on? How are you doing? The head of sport could have said, how are you getting on, guys? Not people from the Navies.
Thank you. Conscious of time, and I know this discussion could go on and on, but